RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Olympics and more, here's Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Gavin. While you were sleeping, mixed news for the Irish in Tokyo. Mona McSharry finished in 8th place in the final of the 100-metre breaststroke final. She is only the second Irish person to reach an Olympic swimming final. In rugby sevens, Ireland, I'm afraid, will not be involved in the knockout stages. Despite beating Kenya 12-7 in their final pool game, they conceded a late try and that had ramifications for their future in that competition. They're back in action again for one of the lesser places this morning. Welterweight Aidan Walsh is through to the quarterfinals after an impressive win in the ring this morning in Tokyo. In the triathlon, Carolyn Hayes finished in 23rd place. Annalise Murphy had a better morning this morning on the water. She was 9th in race 5, 10th in race 6 in the laser radial class, moving up to 20th place overall. Still has to do something pretty special to progress in that competition. And away from the Irish, big shock in tennis. Japan's tennis star Naomi Osaka beaten in straight sets by the world number 42, Marketa Vondrousova, 6-1, 6-4, and that was in round 3. Des Cahill will be back with lots more on those stories and plenty of reaction live from Tokyo in the next hour here on Morning Ireland. Away from all the Olympic news, the Dermot well-trained Coulthard won the big race on day 1 of the Galway Festival, and what a finish this was. Absolutely fantastic ride from young amateur jockey Finney Maguire in the Connacht Hotel Handicap. Back-to-back wins from this particular race and he couldn't have been happier. He spoke to Dave Keane after.
I rang Mr. Weld when the entries came out and he pinpointed this horse for me straight away. So thankfully Mr. Weld had the faith in me early on and I knew what I was riding and I was looking forward to him. Yeah.
He's a master around here. He's won the race as a trainer, won the race as a rider multiple times. Yeah. And I suppose when he gives you an indication that these are ready to roll, must feel you full of confidence before the race.
Yeah. Look, when you're riding for Mr. Weld around Galway, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, he's the king around here. I know Willie and all these other stables are getting stronger, but, you know, you go through the history books, he's the man to be riding for around here.
When you go through the history books, now you're down as having won the race back to back, and it is essentially the biggest race in the calendar for amateurs. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely be saying it is anyway.
Well done to Finney Maguire there, speaking with Dave after that. More reaction from Galway a little bit later on. And the live racing continues today. First race off at 4:35. You can watch it live on RTE2 and the RTE player. Irish midfielder Jason Knight is facing up to 12 weeks on the sidelines. He picked up an injury training with his club Derby County. It's been reported in the UK he sustained the injury as a result of a tackle made by his manager Wayne Rooney. Manchester United have agreed a fee of €40 million with Real Madrid for the defender Raphael Varane. The deal for the French World Cup winner could rise to €50 million should the various add-ons be included later in the deal. Former Munster back row James Collin has been appointed defence coach with the French club Toulon. Toulon, one of the biggest names in French rugby, but had a disappointing season last year. The Irish women's cricket team beat Netherlands by 28 runs in their first of 4 match series in Malahide yesterday. Skipper Laura Delaney led by example with a brilliant 61. Here's her thoughts after it.
Missed a few games at the start of the season with an injury in the Super Series, but to be able to go back and play club, I think, has been brilliant for me, and I can take confidence from those innings that I've had and bring it out into the middle today.
Yeah, match 2 at 4 o'clock today. Should say that is weather permitting. It's looking pretty wet out there at the moment.